Welcome back to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. We are live in our downtown studio, the Lead Bunker downtown studio, and we're brought to you by our friends at Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, and we're brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. And right now, we just go right across the way. We welcome back to the downtown studio. So far, we're making this a regular thing. How you doing, Coach Parker?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
So far, so good. Coach Antonio Parker from Jackson Public Schools, the head football coach. So I guess before we go any farther, as long as you keep winning, we'll just have you keep coming back on Thursday.
That works for me.
Does that work for you?
I'm kind of superstitious, so I would keep it that way.
All right, works for me. Let's do it. So tomorrow you're heading down to Mason. I want to get to that game in a second. Let's talk about last Friday. There was just a lot of buildup to the game against Western,
for sure.
I think that was by far the best game we called all season long.
Oh, sweet.
But you probably didn't want it that way. You're probably
hoping for
a little bit of cushion and not from a behind 2 second win.
No, not at all. Western, Nick and that staff over there has done a great job with that program. So really good game and looking forward to hopefully playing again sometime in the future. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But really good game, man. And honestly, all I can say is that, I said it in the interview after the game and I just said how we've talked about adversity all year long and overcoming that. So we had to overcome some early turnovers and some early penalties and some silly stuff that we had done earlier in the game and kind of spotted them 22 points, in my opinion. You know what I mean? And kind of gave them what they needed and kind of the recipe for disaster to lose a ball game, honestly. And I felt like they threw everything they could at us. And I just knew if we could just keep swinging. And I tell the kids that all the time, and the staff does the same thing. Just keep playing. Just keep playing, the good things will happen. And so ultimately – came out on the other side, but I'm proud of the kids for keep swinging and proud of the staff for keeping the kids together to keep believing.
That was one of the things that we had talked about, especially in the first half. You did rack up some penalties. I don't remember off the top of my head what it was, but they weren't huge ones. You had like 5-yard penalties, a lot of those, but it seemed like it happened in sets, and it happened in key moments to where it was just backing you up and where you had to settle for a field goal instead of punching it in that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so there was one drive Kyron Stamper scored on. It got called back. I think it was illegal procedure.
That's right. Yeah.
And so that would have made it a one-score game, one and a half time. Instead, it was a two-score game at halftime. So just drives like that, penalties like that are drive killers, that the momentum killers also. And so, again, just being able to just keep – always talk about climbing the mountain and just keep climbing the mountain. And you never know when you're going to get to the top. Just keep climbing the mountain, and you'll get there at some point. And so ultimately, the kids really believed and sold what I was selling. And then also at halftime, coaches, we did a really good job. The coaching staff, the offensive coordinator, Rob Dillon, and the defensive coordinator, Will Durr, did a really good job keeping the kids together and making adjustments. And I really didn't say much at halftime. There was nothing much to say.
Yeah.
I will say Tavion Tanner did an awesome job at halftime talking to those seniors and putting those kids on his back. And he got all the seniors together at halftime and said, we're not going home. And let's get on the bus and let's ride. And so knew in that moment, kind of had the feeling coming out of halftime that we would be okay.
Yeah.
We had kind of finally settled in and had our worst half behind us, and we were going to be able to play some good Jackson football.
Right. And your quarterback, Drummond, he got injured. What, that was in the third or fourth when he got injured?
About the early third, about the middle of the third, if I remember right.
Somewhere in there. And then that's when Tavion came out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, how's Drummond doing? Is he going to be okay? Do you expect him to play coming
up this
Friday?
He's doing okay this week. Not sure if he's going to play or not.
Okay.
We'll see what today holds and then how he feels tomorrow. We'll see. I'm really not sure. Just not sure. I probably won't anticipate, but just not sure yet.
Can you share with us what happened? Or?
Well, I hurt a shoulder I hurt a shoulder early in the year against Monroe. And so earlier in that game, and then was out a few games from there. Kind of the same injury. Just kind of got, when he got tackled, got hit right on it. Got hit right on top of it.
Throwing arm?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, again, that's what happened to him in the game. And although he's a senior and was begging to go back in the game, it wasn't worth it in that moment.
Right.
To me and to any coaches on our staff, our kids' health are the most important thing. And so one ball game is not – we're not going to jeopardize one of our student-athletes' health. And so as tough it is to tell him he can't go back, we decided to go with Tavion.
Right. And let's talk about that because Joe and I in the booth – We were calling it a wildcat. You're telling me before we went on that it wasn't really a wildcat. It was still your offense. But it just looked like a completely different offense, completely different dynamics when Tavion was taking the snaps. Tell us about that.
And so, like, for us, Tavion played quarterback all through his from freshman and sophomore and junior year.
Uh-huh.
And kind of towards the tail end of last year, we kind of made a change for him to play some different positions because he's a kind of – I said it in my interview after the game that he's a do-it-all kid for us.
Mm-hmm.
He plays defensive back. He plays tailback, plays quarterback, plays receiver. So he kind of can bounce that kid all over the place, man. And we were really comfortable with him going in at quarterback and kind of had the feeling right away when Gibson went out. There was no doubt in my mind, at least.
Yeah.
If we were going to go down, we were going to go down with a senior. And yeah. Our other backup, Connor Bush, is fine, but I just wanted to go. If I want to swing a little, I want to swing. We were going to swing with a senior,
yeah,
and I wanted to give them that right to go down with his teammates. And so that's what we decided to do. And he gave us something. Tavion gives us a different look on our offense.
Yeah,
you know, he's a good quarterback, but at the same time, he's a different dynamic than Gibson is. And so he's able to. And Tavion's a really smart kid. He won't let you know that, but he's an extremely smart kid, and he knows what everybody's supposed to be doing. He gets guys lined up, and he's starting to kind of finally mature into that young man I thought that young kid could be years ago. And so, again, he's done some amazing things in our program. Him and all of our seniors. In my first year, if you would have told me, if when you got a good senior class like we've got, you can't ask for a better senior class. You know, we got 22 great kids on our team from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And those kids have stayed together through the COVID crap and all those stuff that we went through. And so that senior class, again, in my first year, they've been my saving grace.
Coach Antonio Parker joining us here, head football coach for the Jackson Vikings. So we were talking a little bit before we went on the air. When Tavion took over under center, you started getting some different looks from Western. Now, from our perspective, when we're calling the game, it looked like Western didn't have any tape at all, and didn't know what your offense was going to look like with Tavion taking over for it. That's what it looked like to us.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying they're giving you some different looks.
Yeah. So from our vantage point, they started lining up a little bit different, and we just decided that. In football, it's really simple. Sometimes I think we make the game really complex.
Mm-hmm.
It's really simple. It's like take what the defense gives you. And they gave us, in this instance, they gave us the boundary, you know, to the short side of the field, and we just took advantage. And then when they didn't give us the boundary, they gave us another look that we were able to do some other things running the ball between the tackles. And so, again, football is a really simple sport. We make it really complex. And we just lined up and just took what they gave us and just rolled with it and just decided to say Mylon Weatherspoon also did a great job for us coming in relief because now Tavion has to go play quarterback, so Mylon has to come in and play running back because our other running back went down. Kyron Stamper went down early in the game. So if you had told me before the game started we would lose Gibson Drummond, I would lose Julio Pisano, I would lose Stamper, I would lose three of my key kids, and I would look at you and say, we got a mountain to climb. We can climb it. But we got a huge mountain to climb. The mountain just got bigger, right?
Right.
And so ultimately, again, that's what we've always done, though. We've always, since the day I took the job back in June, kind of one of the first things I've always said to the kids, we've got to overcome adversity.
Right.
And I think that's been one of the things in our program that we've struggled at doing over the years is just being able to see what adversity looks like and giving them practical ideas and practical ways to overcome adversity. You know, you may come outside and one of the kids may drive to school. Uh-huh. What are you going to do when you walk outside and you got a flat tire? You got to figure it out.
Right.
Right. And so, again, we find the way, all of our coaching staff finds a way every day in practice and every week to give the kids a different practical ways to overcoming stuff.
Right.
And so when all those things happen in the game, we were just like, this is normal. This is what we do. Right. And so when I say Jackson football, we just keep climbing mountains and we just keep figuring it out.
Take us through that last drive. But we are going to talk about the Mason game here in a second. If I'm keeping you too long, I'm sorry.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Take us through that last drive. Because one of the things we kept talking about was just clock management, time management. You don't want to give, because Western had shown that they could move the ball on you. Yeah. You don't want to give them time. You scored with like 2 seconds left. So take us through. Were you trying to score as soon as you can? Were you keeping an eye on the clock? What was going through your mind? What were you calling?
So kind of all of the above. Okay. Didn't have the idea in the back of our head that we didn't want to give them the ball back. Uh-huh. We'd rather not take it all the way down to the last few seconds of the game, but kind of worked out in our favor.
Yeah.
And honestly, when we got down, I think, to the two, we had took a timeout earlier in the fourth, I believe. So we only had two timeouts, and our offensive coordinator thought we had another one left.
Mm-hmm.
So thankfully, I was standing next to him, because as the play was being called, he had said, hey, if this doesn't work, we got a timeout. And I nudge him, and I said, we don't have any timeouts left.
Well,
and
he kinda looked, right.
And he looks at me and says, we don't have any timeouts left. And I said, nope, we don't have any timeouts left. So he looked at our other offensive assistant, Corey Slater, and said, oh, this better work. And so, again, that last drive, we had to overcome convert 3-4 down conversions there. And just again, we relied, you know, I talk about our seniors all the time. Four of our five starters on the offensive line are seniors.
Yeah.
And Tavion is telling Aiden DeCourt, our center, hey, man, I'm behind you. This is me and you. We're getting in here. And, again, it's that moment where your seniors are looking at each other like, hey, man, if we're going down, we're going down together.
Right.
If we're going to win, we're going to win together. And, again,
that's just awesome.
You know, so great moment there to hear those kids tell the stories after the game where he tells me, hey, man, I'm Aiden, I'm behind you, and I'm getting in because of you. And so Aiden DeCord and Ephraim Cressinger and Casper Hanley and Malik Monroe, those four or five of those seniors, man, I tell you what, those kids rock out, man. And we got, again, I can't preach enough about our senior class and how great they are.
Right. So 2 seconds left. You take the lead. And then the last play of the game, which seemed like it went on for ever.
An eternity, for sure.
That was a long time. For our listeners who aren't aware, Western, on a kickoff, just decided to keep throwing it back and forth from one side of the field to the other, trying to find an open lane where they could take it the distance. Your guys stayed disciplined, though. They really didn't give them a lane.
No, not at all. So I coach some of the special teams on our staff, and so I coach the kickoff and kickoff return. And so I remember telling the kids going out, stay in your lane, you're telling 16, 17-year-old kids, hey, to stay disciplined in this crazy, chaotic moment.
Yeah.
Stay in your lanes. Don't get undisciplined. You know, keep the ball on the inside shoulder. Just be prepared for any kind of trickery, right? They got 2 seconds left. You're going to be extremely desperate. And so I remember at one point, I was probably out on the numbers, like following the play. I was way out on the field trying to follow the play. And just – so, again, the kids did a great job at staying disciplined.
Yeah.
And I didn't know till well after the game was over with and most of everybody's gone home – and the referees are still there changing their clothes, and I get called into the tunnel by one of the referees to say, hey, you guys scored at the end of the game. And I was totally unaware that we had scored. And I look at him kind of cross-eyed and say, what do you mean we scored? I didn't even know. Because once they blew it dead, my eyes just went to go celebrate.
Right.
And so I had no clue we scored at all. And so I got this dumb look on my face, like, are you serious right now? He's like, yeah, you guys recovered the ball in the end zone. And so that made the final score 32-25.
Yeah.
And so so that gave Tavion, and actually Tavion, our kicker, he also kicks for us also.
Okay.
Drew Blood kicks for us too, but Tavion plays defense, probably a little better tackler there. And so he ends up as just a really self-aware kid of what's going on. How he kicked the ball and ended up in the end zone, I have no idea, but ultimately he did. And so that kid, again, he scored 3 touchdowns in about a matter of 6 minutes there.
Yeah.
And so crazy moment, crazy game. If you wanted to write a movie script and in an ending, you couldn't.
Right.
I don't think Hollywood could do it no better than that. But again, our kids just kept staying with it. And I didn't realize right after the game, I thought we were down 9 in the third, and then it was brought to my attention we were down 9 in the fourth with like 7:40 to go.
Uh-huh.
And typically in the past with Jackson football, that would have been something we had to struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to being able to look at that mountain and say, man, we only got 7 minutes left and we're down 9 points. It's not possible, right? And, again, that goes to the edge of our coaching staff doing a great job of just preaching, just keep swinging, just keep swinging, just keep climbing. You know, just keep climbing at the mountain, you know, and you're just going to get there at some point. You just don't know. And I remember at the beginning of the fourth quarter telling the kids, I always talk about the mountain, but I always tell the kids all the time, I'll meet you on the other side.
Right.
And we bring everybody with us no matter what, no matter the cost. Everybody gets to the other side. And I kind of knew in that moment we would be okay.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of done some things in the second half differently defensively.
Yeah, he didn't have as many penalties for sure.
No, didn't have as many penalties. And we just finally played a clean brand of football.
Yeah.
You know, and I knew we took their best shot in the first half.
Right.
And, you know, if you've been around me and know our coaching staff and know our kids, mm-hmm. I'm always an optimistic dude, and I get the craziest looks in the world when I say the glass is always half full.
Yeah.
You know, like we put on pants one leg at a time just like everybody else, and anything is possible as long as you believe.
Right.
And so one of my hats where it says that on my hat, it says believe. You know, I'm a big believer and a big optimist about, hey, we got to go play.
Yeah.
And no matter the cost, we got to go. We got to go do what we got to do to win.
So the other guys that are injured that you mentioned earlier, what's their prospect for this week?
I think Kyron Stamper will be available.
Okay.
Julio Pisano will be out. He has a concussion. And okay. So one of our better skill kids. So we'll miss him quite a bit. And so we've got some things. We got some depth. You know, we got Karanis Davis and Amar Harold and Kamen Harris, Kyson Cooper, all of those guys. And Kyson's been a big player for us all year long. He got injured actually against Mason. So he's kind of just now starting to somewhat get back. So hopefully he'll be ready to go Friday. So we got some depth, and we've been blessed in that world to mm-hmm. where we don't have no depth there. And then Mylon Weatherspoon, senior tailback, he's going to be able to give us some time in the backfield too. Okay. And so again, we're going to lean on our seniors, man, and we're going to lean on them to do their job. And we can go to Mason, looking to get avenge that loss. You know, even though it was 35-6, if you watched the game and watched us move the ball and turn the ball over in the red zone, those are the ones you scratch your head on and say, we just give ourselves a chance and stop committing turnovers and silly penalties. Jackson football is really okay. You know what I mean? And at practice yesterday, kind of the same thing, just kind of just looking at our kids and kind of just looking at what we could do. You know, we got a chance to really do some great things on Friday night. And Mason's a good football program, but I'm looking forward to – I'm a competitor, and my wife would be the first one to tell you I'm terrible when I lose. And so ultimately I think the kids have taken on all of those personalities between myself and all the coaching staff and how we are, and just preaching just to keep playing and just keep playing mm-hmm. and just win or lose, just keep playing. Cause that's a valuable lesson in life. You know, you got to get up every single day and put one foot in front of the other, and you got to be better.
Well, you said that this is one of the ones that you wanted back, and you kind of just answered that question as to why this one's so important to you, because like you said, the score didn't reflect how you played that day mm-hmm. And you're a better team than that. Are you a different team now than you were when you faced them last time?
For sure. I talked to the kids on Monday after practice, and I said sometimes when those games happen, you mm-hmm. kind of – and I talk about it all the time. I don't want to know what you are when we're up 21-0. Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Everybody's celebrating. Come talk to me when we're down 28-0 at halftime. Then right. I find out what you are. And so ultimately – you know, the tough loss against Grand Legend overtime mm-hmm. and the 17-0 loss to Chelsea and the loss to Tecumseh and then the loss to Mason. Mm-hmm. Those, to me, those things had to happen in order for us to get to where we are now. You know, I don't think if those losses happen, in my opinion, we're not the same team against Western if we're down that way. I don't know if we respond in that way. And so I think those losses helped build you who you are. And so the process is the process, and you got to be able to – it's not easy, but it's necessary. Right. And you got to be able to get through it.
Having some familiarity, having playing them mm-hmm. already this year, how are you approaching this game differently than the last one?
Well, just a better mindset. Just a better mindset of, you know, we had just come off, if I'm right here, we had just come off the thing we had just lost to Tecumseh, I believe, mm-hmm. The week before, and if my weeks are right. And so we had come off there and having to figure out how to make it right. And so we've got to do a better job there. And so I'm not sure what the kids' mindset were, because I think once the kids realize we could actually, because coming in sometimes, you know, you hear, hey, Mason's undefeated and they're ranked in the top, I think top five, mm-hmm. top in Division III. And sometimes that could be somewhat intimidating, you know, if you looked at it on paper, right? And then you look at Mason on film and say, oh, they're big up front also, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, I'm just a big believer in towards our staff of, hey, we're all human beings. We all put on pants one leg at a time. We got to go play a ball game, you know, and things happen in a ball game, and that's why you play the game. And so, again, our mindset is totally different going in this week. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to believe that nobody on our staff or on our team believes that we can't win this game on Friday.
All right, very good. Coach, anything else that needs to be said before we run out of time here?
Nope, thank you for your time. Just looking forward to a great game on Friday, and go Vikings.
Well, we appreciate you coming down to the downtown studios here, Coach. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Coach Antonio Parker from Jackson, head coach of the Jackson Viking football team. And, of course, you'll be able to catch that contest on our sister station, K105.3 Football Frenzy, with Joe and I on the call this Friday, tomorrow. Boy, I can't believe it's here already. So, anyway, we're going to step aside. We come back. We've got that solid Tuttle Concrete. That's on the way on the Daily, Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, live from the downtown studios, chamber office from, Lead Bunker Studio right here downtown, also presented by Art Main Chevrolet, Trips Auto Shop Collision Center, and County National Bank. Back with more right after this.